Hey everyone, do you ever think why you're still alive? We're still not consumed, obliterated, struck down, terminated. Why you're still around? What is the basis of our continuous in this life? Why we're still around? Okay, and it's interesting that Malachi 3:6 gives an astonishing answer to that. And Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. So it's interesting that verse does not talk about God's mercy. Of course, there's God's mercy. I mean, the only way we can ever stand is on the foundation of His mercy. Totally unmerited the attitude of favor and goodwill and love. And mercy is a word that speaks volumes of God's everlasting faithfulness, covenant faithfulness to His people, and so on. But it's interesting that it emphasizes the fact that the Lord God changed not. He says, for I am the Lord, I change not. The very name, Lord, the common name, Jehovah, is spelled out as I am that I am in Exodus 3. See, the Lord, you know, the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D in the King James Bible stands for Jehovah or I am, that great eternal I am. And think about it. This I am that I am never changes. He is immutable. And that's the reason why ye sons of Jacob are not consumed, or you're still around. This is just a profound thought that I thought to share with you. And this is also, it plays a role, I believe, in the discussions about the timing of justification, you know. When we talk about eternal justification or the perspective of our justification from the vantage point of eternity past, that God forever views His elect as righteous. Now, I'm not the huge fan of eternal justification. Even terminology can be somewhat misleading. And sometimes people raise this objection and say, well, if the elect are forever justified, then why Christ? Then why did He have to come and die and so forth if they're already justified and so forth? And people misunderstand that God's eternal purpose when He sees something and He sees His people in Christ as creatable, as fallible, and as redeemed by Christ, the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. He sees them perfect, but precisely because Christ should come in the fullness of time, He'll be made of the woman, made under the law, and so forth. He will fulfill His role as our kinsman redeemer and our surety and our lamb and our high priest, all of those things. But because in God's eternal and immutable mind, this, the end, He sees it and declares from the beginning, and known unto God all of His works, or He sees the completion, and He sees them perfect. You know, talking about time and justification, I personally lean towards emphasizing more the historical justification upon the cross of Christ. To me, this is where the Bible makes its stress. It emphasizes what happened on the cross, the importance of that event. Of course, the eternal perspective is there, but the accomplishment, we got to talk in spirit, because that's the gospel of our salvation, how Christ has actually fulfilled that eternal purpose. But the immutability of God plays a very, very important role. I mean, aren't you happy and glad that God's love to you is everlasting? and he changes not in that good favor toward you, even though you in yourself, I'm talking to saints, I'm talking to Christ's sheep right now, I have nothing to say in this regard to unbelievers. But you, believers, you know that you deserve hell in and of yourselves by your deeds, your, you know, failing to do what is right and good and so forth, and breaking all of God's holy commandments. You know it. And you're still a failure to this day. And aren't you glad that God still loves you and is still committed to you 100%? And what's the reason? Of course, it's His mercy on one hand. But Malachi 3:6 emphasizes this, that I, the Lord, I am that I am, I change not. Therefore, for this reason, ye sons of Jacob, the spiritual sons of Jacob and Abraham and so forth, the spiritual Israel, this is the reason why you're not consumed, and you will be forever blessed and happy in Christ Jesus at the consummation of all things, because He changes not. He is immutable. Well, may God bless you all. Bye-bye.